Today's episode is brought to you by Positively Productive Systems, whose mission is to be the antidote to your stress and to provide compassionate productivity resources and coaching that help you heal and achieve. Be sure to check out both free and paid resources at positivelyproductive.com/resources.
Why do we even take notes in the first place? To remember is for sure one thing, just like something like a grocery list is a good example of that. You know, I can't forget these things at the grocery store. That might also go in hand or maybe not, but to act and do. So sometimes we take notes on things that we have to take action on or delegate do. I also put brainstorming and compiling. Like I take a lot of messy brainstorms, like even when I'm just journaling and having my morning coffee, that those notes might not ever see the light of day in that form, but I take them as I'm brainstorming. And then I take notes to help myself pay attention and solidify it. We all learn in different ways, right? Some of us just hear things and it like sinks in forever. I have to in some way move my body with it or do it myself. And so taking notes is kind of like that opportunity for me when I'm just like an audience member.
You're listening to the Positively Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Zarotny, founder of Positively Productive Systems and a productivity coach certified in positive psychology and stress management. Join me as we explore ways to live a more proactive, positive life with episodes on productivity, self-awareness, mindset, entrepreneur life, habits and systems, simplicity, fun, and more. I understand overwhelm personally as a multi-passionate entrepreneur, wife and mom to kids and cats, and as a caregiver. I'm here to help you choose what's right for you so you can do less, live more, and breathe easier. Sound good? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Positively Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa, and full disclosure, while I have admitted before to being a copious note taker, today, I'm taking it to new levels. Joining me is my friend and repeat guest, Emily Aborn, and we are going deep into our own notes to share why note-taking matters and the many different ways you can make it work for you. This episode is designed to inspire you to take notes your way. Toss out the rules and find the techniques and tools that make your life flow better. Emily and I review the many reasons why we take notes and the variety of tools that we use. I love that most of the ways are free or low cost. Being organized and productive does not have to break the bank. We do mention some tools we've purchased that can help you, and you can find them on the website at positivelyproductive.com under resources and favorites. Emily Aborn, welcome back to the Positively Living Podcast. I am so happy to be talking to you today.
Thank you, Lisa. Always a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me back.
Well, I knew you were the person to have back for this conversation because we have chatted about this like a sidebar about note-taking forever. So I'm excited to dig into it. But before we do, please tell us a little bit about yourself and what makes you light up.
Okay, I'll start with what makes me light up. And I think that today my answer is probably going to be different than it would be any other day, but routine really makes me light up. So I just love the simplicity of like a morning routine that feels really nourishing and grounding and helps me get started on the right foot. So that's what lights me up. I am a content writer. So I write website copy, blogs, pretty much any marketing material that people need in written form for women entrepreneurs and folks in the home trades. I'm also a podcaster like yourself, and I have two podcasts, Content with Character, as well as She Built This. And I think that's me in a nutshell. I live in New Hampshire. That's a super fun fact.
Fun fact that right now as we record this, we are both dealing with winter with a capital W.
It's very chilly here this morning.
So with everything that you do, the podcasting, the copywriting, note-taking is big for you. So again, it's something you and I both love to do, but have you found that that's just always been a tendency of yours to like make notes about things?
I have been doing lists and notes since I was a little girl. Like that, it's actually the joke in my family that even at like parties and get togethers, I will have a list going of like, I don't want to forget to ask this person this thing or to check in with this person about this thing or make sure that we do this thing. So it is the running joke in my family everywhere. Everywhere I go. Yes, I have always loved taking notes.
Yeah, so same with me. And of course, you know, hi, podcaster, productivity strategist, the Venn diagram, right? The sweet spot is probably does a lot of lists and notes as well.
Yes.
To that point, you had a phrase in there, I don't want to forget. And I tell this to my kids all the time because they are prone to forgetting, as we all are. And I say, it's not that I'm some magical rememberer. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm making it one now. It's that I track things. And to me, I feel like that's why we take notes, is that we're allowed to better organize and keep track of things to not forget, to then do projects better with it, because you can split up the lists or the notes and give them to people and delegate things like that. What have you found with note taking that really seems to be the benefits of it?
I agree with you on it helps you to remember things that you don't want to forget. I came up with a couple other reasons because I was like, why do we even take notes in the first place? Let's talk about why this even matters.
Right.
So to remember is for sure one thing, just like something like a grocery list is a good example of that. You know, I can't forget these things at the grocery store. That might also go in hand, or maybe not, but to act and do. So sometimes we take notes on things that we have to take action on or delegate do. I also put brainstorming and compiling. Like I take a lot of messy brainstorms, like even when I'm just journaling and having my morning coffee, that those notes might not ever see the light of day in that form, but I take them as I'm brainstorming. And then for me, preparing, like for this podcast, I took notes, like I just kind of like let my brain go to prepare. And then I also, this is where I think, especially when I was a kid, I did so much. I take notes to help myself pay attention and solidify it. We all learn in different ways, right? Some of us just hear things and it like sinks in forever. I have to in some way move my body with it or do it myself. And so taking notes is kind of like that opportunity for me when I'm just like an audience member.
Oh, those are fantastic suggestions. And you hit upon the one, that last one there, that is really big for me as a coach and as a podcast host. You can see on the video, those of you listening cannot, but I have a pen in my hand because I am writing notes, and so does Emily. Yeah. Because it actually makes me more present. And I've talked to people about this. For some, it doesn't. So this does not apply to you if you feel like it's a distraction. But for me, it makes me a more active listener. And I think it's because it actually goes back to that first one. It helps me not forget something that pops into my brain while you're talking, so I can jot it down. It's safe. And that's a really big thing I do with mind sweeping all the time. So we're capturing what we don't want to forget. And I think that's what I'm doing in part, so that I can actively listen again. And it's a very quick transition.
I think same with that is like, that's why I sort of use it when I'm getting together with friends or with family, because I'm like, I want to be present and make sure that I'm paying attention to you. These things are important to me to ask you about. So that's why I have like my little preparation list. So I agree. I totally think it can help a lot of people be more present. And if you're one of those people that have that like natural visual memory, like sometimes I can even see what I wrote down and where I wrote it down. I'm like, oh, I know that idea lives XYZ. Like I know where it is. I just need to go find it.
Yeah, I love that. And as soon as you were saying about like not wanting to forget things and like the lists and being with someone, yeah, I can think of so many applications. I think it's beautiful when you're with people that you love and you want to make sure you ask them questions. I'm also thinking on a practical level, and this is something I do naturally, when I'm going to the doctors, I am always blank in the mind. I have a skosh of white coat syndrome, and most of the time it's there because of a stressful reason. And so it's so important for me to have that list and be able to be like, okay, let's go through this. Here are my questions. Here are things I don't want to forget to tell you. Here are things you're going to ask me, and I'm going to totally blank when you ask me the question. So all good reasons. I want to add something. And again, there's definitely like overlap or they're adjacent to each other. But I just want to add the idea. You talked about brainstorming and I did have ideation down on my list. So they're very similar. But somewhere in there, I also want to mention processing. Mm-hmm. And so that is part of brainstorming because sometimes you're processing this idea. If you are multi-passionate and you have all the ideas, like me, all the time, and you want to be able to give them a place to live and breathe and to be considered. And like you said, Emily, maybe you don't do anything with it, but you processed it. Another processing that's super important, and I've talked about this in an episode on journaling for your mental health. That's a place where you're writing down ideas. It could be lists of things, lists of frustrations, lists of anything. It could be just note-taking on what's happening in your life, but also your perspective on it, what you want out of it, all of the things you're processing, what's going on in your life. And yeah, I feel like the note taking sometimes feels administrative, but it definitely blends into the personal and like the mental health side too.
I even use it, and this might sound silly to some people, but I even use it for like when Jason and I are going to have a date night, like mm-hmm. I'll take notes about like, here's some things that, you know, we could talk about tonight. And I think we both really like it because when you've been together with somebody for a long time in a romantic relationship, you naturally tend towards talking about the same old things. You know, how was your day? How is this? How is this? So when I read something or encounter something, I often like make notes about it and then we can talk about it together and see where each other's perspectives are. And so I think there's so many applications. If you're not a note taker, there are other ways you can adapt these things for yourself using like voice memos on your phone, for example. You know, there's other things you can do. But if you are a note taker, I think it's inspiring to think about just all the different ways that we can really apply this.
I think the example of date night and having, you know, making some notes about that is really lovely. That ties in quite a bit to what we've talked about just recently on your podcast about love languages and kind of that efficiency about that. Sometimes when you are trying to speak someone else's love language and it's not intuitive to you, it's not yours, it can be a challenge. And so again, you're brainstorming with yourself, right? You're getting ideas and you're writing them down because in the moment you can be distracted. It may be easy to forget. And so that's an opportunity. Ooh, I just thought of another one. And again, it kind of connects to love languages and those that we love and want to do something special for is gift giving. Mm. And the idea of taking notes throughout the year. So this is not just taking notes just before something happens. This is an ongoing note taking process. I have special notes and they are on my phone and, you know, in a Google Doc that are private to me. And as soon as someone mentions something or I see an idea or someone else got a gift and I'm like, oh, you know, my husband would love that, I will jot those down. And that can be in February for December. And it's wonderful because by the time I get to the point of figuring out what we're doing for Christmas and going, okay, brain, start working, be creative, I have things to reference at that time. And it's wonderful.
We are two of hearts. I do the same thing.
Oh, so. Of course you do. But you know what? And I feel like this is part of a conversation you and I have had before is, doesn't it reduce the anxiety so much about trying to figure the things out, especially when they matter to us?
I think a lot of insomnia, my own personal journey in insomnia has been trying to retain things in my brain that I don't want to forget. And so I have also used this as like, honestly, a sleep tool, because when I get that stuff out of my brain, I no longer have to worry about clinging to it, right? And I also keep a notebook next to my bed just in case. This rarely happens. And when I wake up, sometimes it's not legible. But you just have that safety net and then it helps you get back to sleep. And if it's super important, it will come back into your consciousness.
I 100% recommend that for my clients, especially because we are talking about good habits, healthy habits, right? That will help us process better, live better. And sleep is one of them. And what causes problems with sleep? Well, yeah, there are standards like your hygiene, you know, your bedroom, your sleep hygiene, if you will, making sure that you are in a comfortable place, that it's cool enough, that it's dark enough. All of those things are very practical. But most of the time, The problem comes from that brain that will not turn off. Ask me how I know. And so, yeah, having that process of let me pull it to the side and just set it there carefully so it's safe. Because it's not just the ideas that are coming into the brain. It's the brain going, and now I have to think about it all night so we don't forget it. It's the brain's version of, I don't want to pack that thing away because if it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
100%. Yeah.
So that's an excellent tip. So now let's get into the fun of how and what we've explored. Yay. The different ways that we've done it. And I know many of them are similar. So what are some of the different ways that you take notes? And this can be not only the style in which you take them, but also what you take them on.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say I've tried pretty much all of the things.
Yep, same.
For listeners, and I think this is good because you and I might have a different approach to this. A lot of my notes I take by hand. Well, let's say this. I'm not big into digital tools that are not Google Docs, okay? I notice if I take something in my notes app on my phone, I pretty much don't ever remember to go back into the notes app and find it. Sometimes I go back in there and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that this was even in here. So that kind of thing I don't use a lot of. I tend to use paper notes often. Lisa introduced me to the Rocket Book, which, okay, so let me give the listener some context. For like a client kickoff call, I'm asking them lots and lots and lots of questions about their brand, who they are, who their client is, and I'm recording the call. And so after their call, I do have like the transcript and I can download that and I have access to that. But to our point earlier, there are highlights that I like to remember for myself too. So I had been taking lots and lots of handwritten notes, and personally, I felt a little guilty about it because I was like, I'm wasting a lot of paper. Like all of these, I basically just take the note and then recycle the paper, you know, so it's like gone. So Lisa introduced me to the Rocket Book, and it's kind of like this hybrid option between like electronic note taking, like on a Remarkable, for example, mm-hmm. and then like paper note taking. So I love that for my client notes because realistically, the things I'm jotting down, I already have the transcript, you know, so I'm just getting the highlights and I don't need to be sitting there like word for word getting everything that they say. So I take the notes from the Rocket Book and just upload those into my Google Drive. And I do find myself referring back to them, but then I can just erase it and bless and release and it's gone. You know, like I never need to look at it again. So I've been loving that for my client calls. And once in a while, I'll use those when I'm like prepping for a podcast interview too, or I'll use the Rocket Book also.
Love that.
Yeah, that's a starting point and let's go from there. But that tends to be one of my many systems.
And it's okay. I mean, this is the whole point of this conversation is that you can have many systems that work. So keep going. And then I will compare and contrast because some of them are similar. And then some of the things I do are slightly different.
Every day I have a really big notebook. And for me, like the size and the quality of the pages, it's all very, very important. So I have like a big notebook. And I'll tell you what, I think I love it so much because it's like what I had in school. I have a pretty classically like academic, like I fit into the boxes in academia.
And
so,
yes.
So it works for me. So I have this really standard like academic notebook and every day I have a page. So every single day has like a physical element, you know, like how is my body doing? It has a journaling element and then like stuff I actually want to get done in that day or things I might remember in that day that pop up. So that's like my day to day. In the back of the notebook is things I like to track. So like I track my daily body temperature and like my exercise and which supplements I take and things like that. So in the back of that notebook is like a page all dedicated to like what I'm tracking by date. So that's like my sort of like day to day. And then like obviously there's like the little scraps of paper for like grocery lists and things like that. But those I don't want to get too into the weeds on because everybody probably has their own systems for that. And I think a lot of people like the digital stuff for that kind of grocery list and things like that. I use tons and tons of Google Docs for all of my, like, that is how I organize client notes, anything they send me, any ideation for my own podcast or for podcasts that I'm going to be a guest on, I tend to do in Google Docs. I also prep for like workshops and presentations and things like that. Like all of those notes live in Google Docs. And I have a big brain dump actually that I keep ongoing. From time to time, we have to do a brain dump, just like write it all out, right? Get it out messy, messy, messy. But I have like an active one in Google Docs. And why I like it is because that's not just like clutter and stress brain dump. That's like actual things. Here's what you have. Here's where they are. Here's what you have to do. I might do like a super, super messy one, like if I'm feeling very overwhelmed or very stressed out. But that active one is where I keep like my master brain dump. Like at all times, this is what needs to be done.
Great. Now I'm going to do a comparison the best I can. So Rocketbook, very similar to you, and probably why, because I suggested it to you. I have it on my favorites or my resources page for a reason, because this thing, for those who are copious note takers and who want to save the trees, this can be really amazing. You do have to find the utensil that you like best. I am a fine liner fan because I feel like the pens themselves are a little, they skip a little bit, but I really like the markers or the fine liners. But to your point, this is sort of a temporary note taking system where you need to get the notes down, maybe because you're like us and in the moment you like the notes, or you want to make sure someone is dictating something to you or whatever. And writing itself is so important because there's a neurosensory connection to our brain. And so if you can have at least some moments where you are writing versus using something digital, that's really good for you. But also, this can become digital because you scan it. I use it for podcast recording notes because by the time I finish processing the podcast and set everything up in the system to be edited, I have the notes that we need about what happened, what we said. I have references to other podcast episodes or whatever it was that I didn't want to forget. So I basically processed these notes already. But if there's something that I need to go back and refer to, I will have it captured at least for a while in a Google Drive. Same idea with my client notes, because with clients, I will give them action items and we keep track of that in Google Docs. We have one that is shared, which is great for collaboration. So all of the main points, all of the action items with those boxes, the checklist boxes, which are brilliant and so satisfying, because when you finish those, you get that check it off and it puts a line through the whole thing and you're like, yes, that's for, you know, the functional part of getting things done that I help clients with. So for me, the processing part, the notes part, once we get what we need into the Google Docs, I don't really need the rest of these notes. Great. I also like the Rocketbook for just a quick processing, like I want to sketch something out, or it's been actually great for visuals for clients because sometimes I will do something a little random and old school for me, which is like virtual organizing, and I'll help someone sketch out a space. And I've been known to draw that on a Rocketbook, do a quick capture and be able to send them an image. Now, you can also do that in GoodNotes, you know, if you have an iPad or another pad like that. But sometimes it's just easier with a marker or a pen to do it very quickly. It's right there, quick and easy. Now, notebooks. It's interesting. I did notebooks for a while, but again, because I'm such a copious note taker, I wanted to do the Rocketbook as much as possible. So the notebooks that I use that are actual pen and paper are those Leuchtturm 1917, like the bullet journal style journals. And I absolutely love them. They were one of the first things I put on my favorite office supply list. And I will use them in different ways. I've tried them as like the bullet journal kind of thing. And one of these days, I'm going to do an episode about that and be like, what if you don't want an arts and crafts project every day? And instead, you just want to do the bare minimum. I can show you how to do that. But for me, so much of what I do is digital. I didn't want to replicate that. I don't want to rewrite stuff. The whole point of note-taking is to get things out of your head quickly and to be able to use it and move on. I don't want to spend time like duplicating my work. So the journals have now taken a space in my life for truly journaling. So I will do personal journaling in there. And the other thing that they will be are dedicated separate journals for, I'll say, like sensitive information, like financial and budgeting and things like that, where I want to capture different conversations and references. Like, it's wonderful to be able to have in a contained space the conversations I've had with the bank about certain things, or what's happened, or what transfers we've done, or what plans we're making, and things like that, that I want to keep that's private, separate. I don't want to have it in digital form. And also, while you're talking on the phone, which is like the worst thing ever, and you're talking to someone and you're trying to get help, and they give you reference numbers and you're like, who did I talk to now? That's the kind of stuff that I will jot down. So it's a slightly different use for it, but I found it to be incredibly helpful, because I know if I have to make a call back, I can flip through that journal, find that point, and say, here's who I talked to. This is what we discussed. This is what was planned. This is what happened. I'm able to track things really well. And then the other use for it has been great for like habit tracking, if you want to do it in the written form. Again, it's more along the lines of journaling, because I do track the habits that I have, but it's more about why I'm doing it or not doing it. I guess I care more about the processing again. Google Docs, just like you, with clients, with collaborative things. You and I have shared lots of Google Docs about, you know, podcast episodes we're going to do. I also do big project ideas and different kinds of checklists. Things that I want to capture, scripts are big for that. So I think in note-taking, the whole idea of things you don't want to forget can sometimes go into things that you have to share often. I feel like there is an overlap, and I always suggest, I love having a Google Doc where I have these different paragraphs, my bio, different phrases of things, stuff that I'm always sharing with people all the time. Or better yet, I'm on a podcast, I say something, I'm like, oh, I love how I said that. I don't want to forget that. So I keep a document. It sounds funny, but I keep a document with, here's a new way I described what I do so people can understand it better. So that's a lot of the different ways that I use notes, but I will add one more thing, actual notes on my iPhone. I know that's not a thing for you, but it's a total thing for me. I love it because I spend so much time in my car, driving kids to and from school and events and things like that. And it's a wonderful immediate space for me to jot down an idea that I can capture again later. But here's the key, and probably the reason why you're like, not a fan of it, I'm not finding it, I've lost it, is having dedicated notes in a specific way. I have one that's actually similar to how I'd use a bullet journal, and it's for the current month, and then I have it broken down into days, and I will throw something in real quick that I don't want to forget. However, at the very least, weekly, I will pull those things out and I will put those in the proper places, like where I track tasks in Todoist.
I love that. That's how you use the Google Notes, because I think that's brilliant. And I think not Google Notes, you know what I mean? iPhone Notes.
Mm-hmm.
So to your point, when I am driving somewhere or going somewhere and I'm on the go and I don't have that notebook handy or a way to get it out of my head, yeah, I will email it to myself. And this is what I love about this. I know you don't like emails. I use my email as kind of like part of my task. Like, these are the tasks I have if I have emails. So for me, it works, because I'm like, okay, I can email this to myself. And then I know when I get home, I'll put it on the right spot. You know, like, it'll go in where it needs to go. So I love that. I just think that's so brilliant. And I also love your bullet journal by topic. Like, I think that is so, so brilliant as well. That's a great way to use that. And I'm with you. The bullet journal has never worked for me. If there's a rule like that, I'm going to break it. So don't bother.
So we're just not going there. I don't have time for this. Yeah, that's how I've always felt. And I always appreciated the concept of it. And I appreciate the beautiful ones that people create. But I'm like, how do you have time for this? And it's really that's what they value and that's what they love, and it lights them up. So if that is you, please do it. And that's a great suggestion. But if it's not, don't worry, you're not alone. And yeah, the email thing, I'm not a big fan of email, but the whole point is, what are you a fan of? What works for you? And I will add that the email option has definitely gotten better now that I have wonderful, like, I'm trying to remember, I wanted to say like an add-on or whatever, but it's like an integration, if you will. So now I have email option to just send it directly to Todoist.
Oh, awesome.
So if I were to send myself an email, it wouldn't be a problem. I could get it, you know, it's where you're trying to get it to. And I think that's really the bottom line here, right? Is you're capturing something for whatever, to process, to collect the ideas, to not forget. So where is it easiest for you and makes the most sense for you and maybe that you enjoy?
On the email thing, like, let's say I have it in my head and I'm like, I'm not going to have time to even think about this today. I'll schedule send it to myself for the next day at like 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's out of there and it'll pop back up when I need it. Or if I need it in a week, schedule send it for a week out to myself so that I know, like, I'll deal with that in a week.
That's so clever. And what's also kind of cool is if you, I don't know if this would actually work. I'm trying to think, like, I've sent emails to people and I'm in Google, right? So it will say, hey, they didn't respond. And it's been like 5 days. You want to nudge them? And I'm like, well, can you nudge yourself? But again, this is using different systems, right? And different reminders within the systems to get yourself the information that you've gotten out of your head back to where it needs to go. That's ultimately what it is.
And one more for this person that needs that reminder. I heard this on a podcast specifically for ADHD organization. And she talked about using, you know, if you have a Siri or the equivalent on your phone, you can say, you know, set me a reminder for this time. And it could be as simple as like, pull this out of the freezer for dinner. You know, like, I find that stuff actually really, really helpful. I need to remember sometimes when I'm making dinner at night, like, okay, if there's two things to put in and they have two different times, I'm like, hey, Siri, let me know in 25 minutes. So it's really, really handy to do what works for you.
Yeah. And timers and all that. Oh, that's another conversation. But yes, it all connects to help you. I think ultimately it does come down to remembering. So things we want to remember from this episode, things that are our takeaways. I guess the final thoughts, if you will. So we're stepping away like, ooh, there's all these ideas. There's all these different ways to take notes. I do want to take notes. What would you say is like a good first step for us?
I think knowing why you're capturing the information is super important. If it's just like, oh, I heard this podcast, Lisa and Emily were telling how important note taking is. I think I should do that. Don't put the should on yourself, right? Do it with a purpose. And then the next question is really to like, look at what works best for you. And if you're like, well, a pen and paper does work best for me, but I would like a eco-friendly solution, what are the options for that? And we mentioned a couple here. So thinking about really how to make it your own. And I would also encourage people not to give up too soon, because I can't even tell you how many years of my life I've gone from planner to notebook that said, do it this way and this way and this way. And I've just come back to what works for me, but it's taken a long time to get there. So be patient with yourself in finding what that looks like. And then you don't have to chase every shiny object that comes along telling you that this planner or notebook is going to save your life. Because quite frankly, I have learned the hard way. It doesn't.
Yeah, there's no like, you know, catch-all solutions per se, but there are definitely solutions that work for you. And I think one of the big takeaways, it's a great reminder that you and I have both mentioned without saying it overtly, is that you can have different solutions for different purposes in your life. Totally. So when you go to choose one today, it's like, what's the thing you want to track the most? Or maybe it is just mind sweeping because you have too much to do. And then where's that going to go? And that's something I can help with. Or maybe it's, you know, I do want to track what I'm doing for meal planning and it's driving me crazy. Think about why, the why first. Then play with the how. And sometimes it is as simple as saying, I'll start with a notebook, but then I want to do something differently. And when you do, you think about where that information needs to go. I need to get it into my calendar. I need to get it back to me to remind me to do the thing. Whatever it is, you'll start to understand the process and you'll be good to go.
Perfect. I think we covered it all.
If you want to chat more about notebooks and things with Emily, I will have all her links in the show notes. Shall we have a quick and fun rapid wrap-up as relates to note-taking inspiration?
Let's do it.
Okay, so with the rapid wrap-up, we start with a song, and that can be one that lifts your spirits, makes you dance, you do while you're taking notes, I don't know.
You're not going to be able to put this on the Positively Living playlist, but at my cousin's wedding, I'm going to tell you what got me on the dance floor. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, no. I'll put that on the playlist. I might be up to volume 4 now. It's on the Spotify Positively Living podcast playlist, and I love it. So,
I mean, I can dance to anything with a beat, but you get me on the dance floor with that one, and I'll get the whole party started.
Right on. Okay. A quote or a mantra that inspires me that I share all the time.
When a lot of clients work with me, I send them a little gift in the mail, and it has this lovely Audrey Hepburn quote on it. Audrey Hepburn's like one of my favorites, and it says, "To plant a garden is to dream of tomorrow." And I just love that. And you can think of note-taking in that way, too. You're dreaming of tomorrow.
I love that. Now, how about a resource? It could be a book, an app, a notebook. We have mentioned a couple of them already, but something that's made my life better.
I have been loving, I know that everybody probably has a different form of meditation that they like to use. I use a app called Waking Up, and it's a really great meditation app, and it has all sorts of meditations, like for creativity and going to sleep and just a daily one. So I would say that, but I also want to share truly something that has made my life better in so, so, so many ways, and that is podcasts. I love podcasts. That is my number one life resource.
I can't argue. It's been pretty amazing on both sides of the mic, so to speak.
Both sides of the mic.
This may actually segue beautifully. Last but definitely not least, what are you grateful for today, Emily?
Well, obviously you, Lisa. I really am grateful that we are friends and that we met through this podcasting universe somewhere, somehow. I'm grateful that we can connect like across hours and hours of being apart. And I'm also grateful that there is sunshine here in New Hampshire, even though it's chilly.
Well, I am so grateful for you and our friendship. And I think that anytime there's a conversation with you, there is sunshine. So Thank you for shining that light of yours so brightly and for sharing it with us today.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Are you inspired to try one of these options? What are your takeaways from this episode? I'd love to know. You can message me on social media or through the website. Or you can post a screenshot of this episode and tag me. It's a wonderful way to share ideas, and I'm so grateful for that kind of feedback about specific episodes. If you'd like additional content on note-taking, check out episodes 86 on organizing notes and ideas, 120 on 3 simple systems to organize your life and business, and 158 on therapeutic journaling. To hear more from Emily, be sure to check out episodes 87 on stress-free content creation, 135 and 142 on ways to collaborate and boost visibility. Thank you for joining me today. Your time is precious and limited, and I'm honored you chose to spend it with me. If you have feedback, questions, or want to schedule a chat, head to positivelyproductive.com/connect. And if you are looking for any of the resources referenced on the podcast, from books to products to training and more, go to positivelyproductive.com/resources.